This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 29th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. RFK joins Rollins in Texas. Vaden gets committee vote. Mexico strengthens screwworm response. RFK joins Rollins for look at ag research, sustainable ag. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is marking President Donald Trump's first 100 days in office in Texas today with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr., who shook up some of the ag industry with a declaration last week that sugar is poison, will visit laboratories at Texas A&M University's Norman E. Borlaug Building, named for the father of the Green Revolution. He and Rollins also will get a briefing at A&M's Institute for Advancing Health Through Agriculture, and they'll tour the AgriLife phenotyping greenhouse. Later, Kennedy and Rollins will tour Sawyer Farms, which focuses on producing grains using sustainable practices which conserve the soil while improving its productivity, according to the operations website. House Republicans try to nail down SNAP cuts. Republicans on the House Ag Committee are expected to meet today talking about provisions they could include in a budget reconciliation bill. The committee is tasked with cutting $230 billion over 10 years. The provisions in play include much of South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson's plan, the America Works Act, to tighten SNAP work requirements, according to one lawmaker. USDA ends case against South Dakota ranchers. The Trump administration is dropping criminal charges that were filed against a South Dakota ranching couple in a land dispute with the Forest Service. Charles and Heather Maud will participate in a news conference tomorrow. The Mauds are not criminals. They have worked their land since the early 1900s, and something that should have been a minor civil land dispute that was over and done with quickly turned into an overzealous criminal prosecution on a hardworking family that was close to losing their home, children, and livelihood. Not in this America, not under President Trump, Rollins said in a statement. Trump's USDA Trade Undersecretary pick faces senators. The Senate Ag Committee will vote today on Stephen Vaden's nomination to be USDA Deputy Secretary, Tyler Clarkson to be General Counsel. The Trump administration's pick for USDA Trade Undersecretary, Luke Lindbergh, also appears before the committee for his confirmation hearing. The America First Policy Institute fellow will face questions on ag opportunities in ongoing tariff negotiations and the scope of any assistance to U.S. growers, lawmakers tell AgriPulse. Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said producers continue to believe Trump will use tariffs to help U.S. farm products compete in foreign markets. Bozeman said there's a lot of talk about talking to other countries and things like that. I think everybody's anxious to find out where we're at and what he sees as the path forward. Senator Adam Schiff of California wants assurances that specialty crop producers impacted by retaliatory tariffs will receive assistance as part of any program stood up. They've traditionally not really been able to access much of that kind of funding, Schiff said. They weren't in the first Trump administration, so those are going to be some of my concerns. Mexico says it's strengthening screwworm response. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says her government is bolstering its response to New World screwworm just days after Secretary Rollins urged her counterpart to step up eradication efforts. There are many control systems that are already existed in Mexico, but now we are strengthening them, starting from the southern border, Sheinbaum told reporters at a press conference yesterday. Rollins wrote to Mexico's agriculture minister, Julio Burdig, on Saturday, warning that if Mexico did not improve its policy response, the U.S. would reimpose trade restrictions. The next day, Burdage said in a post to X that he had responded to Rollins, but did not say whether his government would meet her policy demands. "We collaborate, we cooperate, but we never submit," Burdage's post reads, according to an informal translation. Mexican officials did not respond to Agricole's questions on Burdage's response. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA to lead Hong Kong trade mission. The Department of Agriculture will lead more than three dozen U.S. businesses on a trade mission to Hong Kong next month. That includes representatives from the grain, dairy, rice, soybean, and wheat sectors. Participants will meet with buyers from both Hong Kong and the Philippines, and the mission coincides with a large food and hospitality trade show, USDA statement says. Although Hong Kong exports were hit by recent U.S. tariff escalation on imports from China, China's retaliatory tariffs do not hit Hong Kong-bound U.S. exports. Hong Kong is a separate customs territory and maintains zero tariffs. Hong Kong is a key gateway for U.S. agricultural exports, connecting our farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses with one of the most dynamic markets in Asia. That the word of Foreign Agriculture Service Mark Slupik, who will lead the trade mission. Biden USDA official concerned about cuts. A former USDA undersecretary told a group of agriculture journalists yesterday that he fears the agency has been, quote, severely weakened and as an institute to service agriculture following staff cutbacks. Robert Bonney, who in the Biden administration served as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, told members of the North American Agriculture Journalists that he's worried about, quote, very senior people leaving the department. For instance, he pointed to the departure of Tim Griffiths, who led Natural Resource Conservation Service Natural Sage-Grouse Initiative until Friday. He expressed concerns about potential departures of senior officials working on wildlife response, which he worries could hamper federal efforts to fight fires this summer. Take note, Bonney also said he worries cuts to conservation resources have impacted a network of non-federal agencies that help USDA fulfill conservation and technical assistance work. The pullback in resources on the conservation side has severely hampered the ability of those organizations to work in partnership with NRCS to get work done on the ground, he said. USAID shuttered Soybean Innovation Lab receives a $1 million donation to keep operating. Work at the USAID-funded Feed the Future Soybean Innovation Lab at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign was halted in February. A $1.02 million gift from an anonymous donor will keep the facility in operation for another year. More than a dozen Feed the Future labs across the country have been shuttered after USAID rescinded funding for the projects. A release from the University of Illinois says the donation will give SIL Director and U of I Agricultural and Consumer Economics Professor Emeritus Pete Goldsmith time to seek stable funding for the long-term future. Goldsmith says the lab will use the donation to restart efforts to bring soybeans to the lower Shire Valley of southern Malawi to diversify the region's economy and leverage recent World Bank irrigation investments. Here's today's final word. It's kind of similar to the teenager, and as a parent, they come to you and say, "I'm announcing my intention to clean my room." That's about how meaningful last week's announcement was. That Brian Ronholm, Director of Food Policy for Consumer Reports, on the Trump administration's announcement to phase out the use of food dyes. Ronholm also made his remarks at the NAAJ annual meetings on Monday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 29th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.